ready. I'm Flip Putoff, outdoors writer at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, which is the Morning News, Springdale Rogers, the Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas Times. And I've been doing outdoors there for many years, and I also work on the photography staff there.
In late December, Flip Putoff researched and wrote an article, Facts, Folklore, Forecasts, Winter Ahead, which caught our attention. So we met up with him at Lake Fayetteville one unusually warm, fine, sunny day last week to find out why he decided to write the piece.
This is the first story I've done about what kind of winter we might expect this year. Just curious, just kind of wondered like everybody else, thinking about what last winter was like. You know, it was really cold and snowy, and kind of hoping it's not that way this year.
As an outdoors reporter and photographer for the past 30 years, Flip Putoff closely monitors weather to plan his expeditions. He's 56, but has the energy of a teenager, and he needs it, having to keep up with all kinds of hikers, climbers, rafters, floaters, kayakers, bikers, fishermen, you name it. He knows every inch of the five-county area, having explored the Ozarks outback on assignment. And he's met lots of natives, some who look to the natural world for seasonal forecasts. Take the wild persimmon, a soft, orange, musty-tasting tree fruit that grows wild in the Ozarks. Locals say its seed is apocryphal.
Where if you slice them open in the middle, there's a spoon means we'll have a lot of snow to scoop, allegedly. And the fork means that we'll have maybe not such a hard winter. And so I got with Marty Powers at the Shiloh Museum, who does that every year. And he and I got together. We cut open some persimmon seeds, and they were all spoons. So that would tell you, if you believe the persimmon seeds, that we'll have a hard winter.
Spoons indicating lots of snow needing shoveling, but Flip thinks the seeds are fixed.
I've cut these open myself in the past, and I've only seen spoons. I think they're all spoons.
Another tell, Flip says, are animal pelts.
Hunters say that the raccoons have real thick fur coats this year, and I spend quite a bit of time in the woods myself. I like to archery deer hunt, and I've kind of looked at the squirrels, and I've seen some that have real bushy tails and some that don't have bushy tails. So I don't know if you believe any of the folklore stuff. My tomcat has a huge fur coat, but his sister, who spends more time outside, doesn't have much of a fur coat at all. So I guess it's, you know, you can take that for what it's worth.
Some examine autumn caterpillar fluff. If the wool is dense and has an orange band, expect a hard winter. The Farmer's Almanac says natural forecasting has evolved from generations of observation by people living on the land. Some indicators it lists of a hard winter include thick onion skins, corn husks, hickory and walnut hulls, lots of acorns on the ground, woodpeckers shearing a tree, spiders weaving big webs, crickets in your fireplace chimney, frequent halos around the sun or moon, and owls hooting into late autumn. For centuries, rural Americans relied on the Farmer's Almanac to forecast weather. The small yellow handbook still fascinates. Last year, it predicted that February would bring widespread snowfall and blizzards to much of the country. Remember Snowmageddon that shut down the mid-Atlantic coast? Even Florida got snow. This year?
We're supposed to have here in our little corner of the Ozarks a mild winter. But we're kind of on the borderline of if we're going to get a lot of snow or if we're not going to get a lot of snow. So it's kind of 50% chance. We could get a lot or we couldn't get a lot.
The Almanac says the Northeast will be slammed by deep cold and blizzards. Mild weather will prevail out west with near normal temps in the middle. But two major storm tracks will predominate, it says. The Gulf Coast and Southeast up into the mid-Atlantic will be drenched, while fast-moving Alberta Clippers will blanket the upper Midwestern states and Central Plains with snow, carrying its load into the northeastern United States. Arkansas, especially the northern half, is smack in the middle of all this.
I read up on that on their website, and they have different criteria that they have, and I think they do it in a pretty scientific way, like the weathermen do.
Farmer's Almanac long-range forecasts are calculated using a proprietary formula developed by its founder back in 1818, a secret mix of observations. So what are the meteorologists saying? Flip Putoff also interviewed two National Weather Service forecasters for his article, one from Tulsa, the other in Little Rock.
The two meteorologists that I talked to, one in Little Rock, one in Tulsa, told me that there's La Nina out in the Pacific Ocean, meaning that the water, I believe, is colder. So that, without going into the big scientific theory, is supposed to mean that that's supposed to give us a milder winter here.
The opposite is El Nino. Both patterns affect atmosphere and climate around the globe, lasting on average 3 to 4 years each. As for precipitation, La Nina typically creates lots of heavy, wet snowfall across the upper Midwest and Northeast. And as Flip said, above normal temperatures and below average precipitation across the Deep South to the southeastern sections of the country, which of course was buried in snow this past weekend. But as you may have heard, climate change scientists say global jet streams are oscillating more fiercely now, making weather prediction a lot more dicey. Even Flip Putoff, who was raised in the Ozarks, say things are really different.
Well, I've noticed as far as the winters go for the past several years, they've didn't seem like we have as near hard a winter anymore. I've seen, you know, back in the 80s, Beaver Lake would almost froze over a couple times, and I would skate on my neighbor's farm pond, and I haven't skated on that farm pond for quite a few years now. And I just don't think we have, in general, as bad of winters as we used to have. But last winter was kind of exceptional, I think.
One British astrophysicist by the name of Pierce Corbin, founder of WeatherAction.com, has gotten lots of national press this winter, including on ABC's Nightline, because he predicted the massive December snowstorms in Europe and the northeastern U.S. Unlike NOAA, he bases his forecasts on a magnetic matrix involving the sun, moon, and earth, what he calls solar weather. He's also a global warming skeptic. He says based on his data, we're in a long-term cooling trend, maybe heading towards an ice age. How do you prepare for that? Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.